Last message for year 2014.
今天是2014年我最后一次的信息。
If God be willing, I'll be back January.
如果主许可的话，一月份我还会再回来。
I can only testify to the fact that the Lord really is gracious.
我只能见证说主真的是有充满了恩典。
After so many years of service, I said without the one who is sitting on the throne, I will run out of gas long time ago.
没有这么多年的服侍，如果没有那边坐在宝座上的，我早已经用尽了。
Not even that, I cannot even stand before the brothers and sisters.
我甚至不能够在弟兄姊妹面前站立。
It's altogether His mercy and His grace.
都是他的怜悯和恩典。
He supplied all our needs.
供给我们所需要的。
And we worship God for that.
我们为此来敬拜神。
Fourth, I also encourage brothers and sisters service.
因此我也劝弟兄姊妹一同来服侍神。
That in the service we need to look up to him.
在服侍的里面我们来仰望神。
No, there will be no smooth sailing.
没有那一个平坦的道路。
There will always be problems.
总是会有各样的问题。
But when we look up to him.
但是当我们仰望他的时候。
He is the solution to each and every problem.
他是我们一切问题的答案。
And only in him we gain life.
只有在他的里面，我们才能够得到生命。
Okay, so before we start, let's turn our Bible to Proverbs chapter 3.
我们一同来读箴言第三章。
Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6.
箴言第三章第五节。
到第六节。Chapter 3, verse 5 and 6.
第三章第五节。
Okay. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart.And lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy way acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path.
箴言第三章第五，你要专心仰赖耶和华，可依靠自己的聪明，在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。
This in verse 6 it says direct thy path. The main or in the Hebrew it means to clear thy path.
第六节说他指引你的路，在希伯文里面说他在开通你的道路。
It's like a bulldozer trying to clear up a way.
就像一个推土机把那个路扫清。
Okay, another verse, 1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章。
Verse 22 to 25.
第二十一节到。
22到25节。
22节到25节。
Okay, 1 Peter chapter 1:22-25.Seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto the unfeigned love of the brethren.
彼得前书第一章二十二节，你们既因顺从真理，洁净了自己的心，以致爱弟兄没有虚假。
See that you love one another with a pure heart fervently.
就当心里彼此切实相爱。
Born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible.By the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever.
你们蒙了重生，不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子，是借着神活泼长存的道。
For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower fadeth, but the word of God endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you.
因为凡有血气的尽都如草，它的美容都像草上的花，草必枯干，花必凋谢，唯有主的道是永存的，所传给你们的福音就是这道。
Chapter 2 verse 1 and 2 Wherefore laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisy and envy and all evil speaking as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word that ye may grow thereby.
所以第二章第一节，所以你们既除去一切的恶毒、诡诈，并假善、嫉妒和一切毁谤的话，就要爱慕那纯净的灵奶，像生的婴孩爱慕奶一样，叫你们因此渐长，以致得救。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们继续祷告。
Lord, this morning we thank you. You are the fairest of 10,000 to our soul.
主耶稣，我们早上感谢你，是千万人中的第一人。
You are the one that no one can be compared with thee.
你是那一位没有人可以跟你比较的。
You are the most lovable one.
你是那最可爱的一位。
Therefore, this morning we pray that you shine your light against on us.
所以今天早上我们求你的光向我们显现。
That we might see your beauty once again.
我们能够看见你的美丽。
And that you might lead us through our life once again.
使你能够继续带领我们的生活。
We pray for your speaking this morning.
我们求你向我们说话。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Last time I was here, I was sharing with you concerning the proof that the Bible is the Word of God.
上一次我分享到圣经就是证明是神这是神的话。
And at least there are five says which says that the Bible is the Word of God.
有五点可以证明这个圣经就是话。
Number one is scientific accuracy of the Word of God.
第一点，科学的正确证明了圣经就是神的话。
The second is the historical accuracy of the Word of God.
第二点，历史的精确也证明了圣经就是神的话。
The third one is the cohesiveness and oneness of the books of the Bible.
第三点，圣经的前后一致。
Even though it's been written with a span of 1600 years.
虽然是经过了1600年的时间。
With more than 40 authors.
有40多个作者。
In different time slots and different situations.
在不同的时间、不同的情况里面。
And different backgrounds of each author.
每一个作者的背景都不一样。
Yet they have only one concern, is concerning the sinfulness of man.
但是圣经只写到一件事情，就是人的犯罪。
It's only one theme concerning God's redemption.
只有一个主题，就是神的拯救。
It's only one enemy, the devil.
只有一个敌人，就是仇敌。
One redeemer, our Lord and Savior Christ.
只有一个拯救者，就是我们的主耶稣基督。
And only one purpose, God's glory.
一个目的就是主的荣神耀。
You look through every single books in the Bible.
你可以读每一本圣经里的每一卷书。
They always speak of these things.
只讲这一件事情。
I will say, isn't it the Bible is the Word of God?
这不是证明圣经就是神的话吗
？Not only say concerning fulfilled prophecy.
不光是第四点讲到说预言的实际。
Not only the prophecy in the Old Testament fulfilled in the New Testament.
不光是旧约的预言在新约里面实现。
Even the prophecy been fulfilled in our lifetime.
甚至那个预言在我们现在的生活里面也实现。
Today we are living.In the day where all the prophecy will be fulfilled.
今天我们活在一个时代，所有的预言都会实现。
Therefore, we need to be cautious of the Lord's coming back.
所以我们要小心主的再来。
Therefore, we prepare ourselves for His coming back.
所以我们要预备主的再来。
Let our eyes be open.
让我们的眼睛是睁开的。
A lot of times we are so blurred with our vision.
很多时候我们的眼睛是模糊的。
Because of this so much concern about our life.
因为我们的生活有很多的顾虑。
Yet we forget a very important.
但是我们忘了一件最重要的事情。
He is back.
他要来了。
And we are here to. One day we will meet him in the air.
我们在这里有一天，我们要在空中与他相遇。
How do we meet him?
我们怎么来遇见他呢
？Depends upon our preparation today.
就要看我们今天是怎样预备。
Lastly, concerning the transforming power of the Bible.
最后讲到圣经改变生命的大能。
The Bible, the Word of God, transforms each and every one of us.
圣经能够改变我们每一个人。
Beginning from the day we are saved.
从我们得救的那一天开始。
Until now.
直到现在。
Can we say we have been transformed? Yes, we are.
我们能够说我们被改变了吗？是的。
Even though we haven't reached that pinnacle yet, that goal yet.
虽然我们又到那个最高峰。
Yet we believe that we are being transformed day by day through the Word of God.
是的，我们相信我们每一天靠着神的话语在被改变。
Therefore, we need to appreciate the Word of God.
所以我们要来宝贵神的话语。
Appreciate it's a timeless book.
宝贵这是一个没有时代限制的书。
It is a truthful book.
是一个非常真实的书。
A book of life.
是个生命的书。
And we need to assimilate the Word of God into us.
我们要把神的这个话吸收到我们里面。
Not the Bible gives us knowledge and wisdom.
不光是给我们知识，给我们智慧。
The Bible is food to each and every one of us.
这个圣经也是我们的食物。
We want to grow in life.
我们需要在生命里成长。
We need to read the Word of God.
我们需要来读神的话语。
We need to pray over it.
我们需要来祷告，为话语祷告。
We need to ponder over it.
我们需要来思考。
We need to what? Preserve it.
我们需要来保守这些话语。
You know, when we say preserve, it means that we need to take away all the unnecessary things in our mind.
需要把我们脑子里所有不必要的事情除去。
A lot of times the Word of God becomes so fuzzy because we have some natural concept.
有的时候因着我们天然的本性，神的话语变得模糊。
We need to come before the Lord like a white piece of paper.
我们需要到神的面前像一张白纸一样。
We had a prayer, Lord, write yourself into us.
我们向神祷告说，求你向在这张纸上写字。
Then we need to practice the word of God.
然后我们需要来实行神的话语。
Then we need to preach the word of God.
我们需要来传讲神的话语。
Now today I want to ask you, how do we know the will of God?
今天我来传讲，我们怎么知道神的旨意
？Been a very popular question among Christians.
这是一个基督徒中非常盛行的题目。
How do I know the will of God?
我怎么知道这是神的旨意
？You know, I mean, this kind of attitude is very honorable and noble. This kind of attitude is very noble.
这个态度好像非常的尊贵。
Yeah, because a lot of Christians nowadays doesn't really care about what is in the heart of the Father.
很多时候基督徒并不关心在神父神心中想的是什么。
You know, one time we are in a high school, in a Friday night's meeting.
在星期五的晚上少年组的查经聚会里。
And we are talking about the wall of Jericho.
我们讲到耶利哥的城墙。
And I asked brothers and sisters, what is the wall of Jericho to you in your life?
我问说弟兄姊妹，在你生命中你的耶利哥城墙是什么呢？
And one of the high schoolers said, my wall of Jericho is my self-centeredness.
有一个弟兄说，我的耶利哥城就是我的自疑。
I said, "Wow, that's a great message, right?"
我说，哟，这是真正是一个很大的信息。
We realize a lot of times we are so self-centered, even though we are Christians.
我们要知道说，虽然我们基督徒，但是我们是这样子的自疑。
What we do ourselves?
我们只关心我们自己。
It's very evident in our prayer.
在我们的祷告里面就证明出来。
Lord bless me.
主啊，祝福我。
Give me a healthy body.
给我一个健康的身体。
Give me an obedient wife.
给我一个顺服的妻子。
Give me an obedient children.
给我一个顺服的孩子。
Give me a better job.
给我一个很好的工作。
So I can earn more.
所以我可以挣更多的钱。
And keep for my future.
可以有很好的将来。
Well, I don't mean to say we shouldn't say that, okay?
我不是说我们不能这样祷告。
We need to pray for our needs.
我们需要为我们的需要祷告。
But we should, you know, improve.
但是我们需要来有点。提高
we need to grow in life.
我们需要在生命里成长。
Gradually, before while we are after we are saved, we care for the things of this world.
在我们得救之后，我们关心我们在这地上的生活。
So we pray to the Lord, give me this, give me that.
所以我们跟主祷告说，给我这个，给我那个。
But gradually, as we grow in life.
逐渐的，当我们生命成长的
时候。We should care more about what is in God's heart rather what we need.
我们应该在父神心里想的是什么，而不是我们的需要。
So we need to ask Lord, what is your will?
我们应该问主说，你的旨意是什么
？What is your will in my life？
你的在我生命中，你的旨意是什么
？What is your will in my children's life？
你在我孩子中生命的生命中旨意是什么
？This should be always the question we ask before the Lord。
这是我们应该在主面前所问的问题。
But the main thing is, how do we know what is the will of God？
但是问题是我们怎么能够知道神的旨意是什么
？Number one。
第一。
You need to let God choose the way。
首先，你应该让主来选择这个道路。
We need to let God choose the way。
我们需要让神来选择这个道路。
Number two, we need to let God confirm the way.
第二，我们要让神来确定这是他的道路。
Number three, we need to let God clear the way.
第三，我们要让神来清理这个道路。
But let me say it again. We need to let God choose the way.
第一，我们要让神来选择这个道路。
We need to let God confirm the way.
要让神来确定这个道路。
We need to let God clear the way.
我们让神来清理这个道路。
So let's come to the first one. Letting God choose the way.
我们让神来选择这个道路。
How do we let God choose the way?
我们怎么能让神来选择这个道路呢
we need full confidence on him.
我们需要在对神有完全的信心。
Proverbs chapter 3, we read a while ago.
箴言第三那里讲到。
Say, trust in the Lord with all your heart.
你要专心仰赖耶和华。
We trust not in the plan, not in the proposal, but we trust in the person.
我不是相信那个计划，也不是相信那个建议，而是相信这个人。
Not because the plan is good or bad.
不是说这个计划好还是不好。
But before we trust on the plan, we trust, put our confidence in the person.
在我们相信这个计划之前，我们应该相信这个人。
And the person said, and the Bible said, trust in the Lord.
这圣经说专心仰赖耶和华。
You know, when we trust in the plan, there are several options.
如果我们相信这个计划，会有很多种选择。
And when we met a certain situation,
那遇到一个情况的时候
then there are certain things that come into our mind.
就有一些事情在我们脑子里。
Some might be from the will of the Lord.
有些可以是从神来的。
Some from the will of the devil.
有些是从仇敌来的。
And this is exactly what we see in Genesis chapter 1.
这就是在第一章里的情况。
No, the Lord has a plan for Adam and Eve.
神对夏娃是有一个计划。
The Lord told Adam and Eve, eat of all the fruit of the tree, the fruit of all the trees in the garden.
神跟亚当说，园子里所有的果子你都可以吃。
Including the tree of life.
包括生命树上的果子。
But there is one tree that you shouldn't eat.
但是有一个树上的果子你不可以吃。
The fruit of the tree of the knowledge, good and evil.
就是判断辨别生命善恶。善恶的果子。
The day you eat, you shall surely die.
你吃的日子必定死。
But the enemy has another plan.
但是仇敌有另外一个计划。
Did God said?
神真的说了吗？
Because God knew that the day you eat it, you will have wisdom.
因为神知道你吃的日子眼睛就得明亮。
You will know not a good and evil.
你就知道善和恶。
Now Eve has two things, two proposal.
这就有两个建议。
Should I take Satan's proposal? Should I take God's proposal?
我应该是听仇敌的建议还是听神的建议？
But it seems God's proposal is a little bit strict.
看来神的建议有点严格。
But Satan's proposal is a little liberal.
仇敌的建议可以得自由。
So the problem is if takes Satan's proposal.
Eve 就听了仇敌的建议。
And there goes history.
这就是历史，这就是我们的历史。
Brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹。
We don't look at the proposal.
我们不来看这个建议。
We don't focus on the proposal.
我们不来遵从这个建议。
Focus on the person.
我们来注重在这个人。
We need to trust in the Lord with all our hearts.
我们需要来专心仰赖耶和华。
After so many years of being a Christian.
成为基督徒这么长的年日。
I and all of you can testify.
我可以一直的证明。
The Lord is faithful.
主是信实的。
The Lord is trustworthy.
主是可以信赖的。
We need to put our full trust on Him.
我们需要把我们的信心放在他身上。
When we put our trust on him,
当我们信靠他的时候
the result is life.
结果就是生命。
When we put our trust in the devil,
如果我们把我们的信放在仇敌的身上
it ends up in death.
那就是结果就是死亡。
Every one of us can testify this thing.
每一个人都可以证明。
We need to put our full trust on the Lord.
我们需要把我们的充足的信心放在神的身上。
But how do we put full trust on the Lord?
我们怎么能够把我们的充足的信心放在身上
呢？ We need to have spend time with him.
我们需要花在主的面前。
You know, if we spend time with him, then we know this person.
如果我们花时间在主面前，我们就认识主。
If one day somebody will tell me,
如果有一天有一个人跟我说
，Please close your eyes, open your mouth.
如果闭上眼睛，睁开嘴巴。
I will give you something to eat.
我给你吃的。
Will you eat it?
你会吃吗
？Oh, sister, if somebody tells you, and a stranger, close your eyes, open your mouth.
姊妹，如果一个陌生人跟你说闭上眼睛，张开嘴巴
，and I will give you something to eat. It's delicious.
我给你一个好吃的东西。
Will you eat it?
你会吃吗
？That's a great risk.
那很大的风险。
But if my wife told me,
如果是我的妻子这样
，close your eyes, open your mouth.
闭上眼睛，张开嘴巴。
I will give you something to eat. Will I eat it? Yes, I will.
我给你吃的，我当然会吃。
But I've spent so much time with her already.
我跟他生活了这么久。
You know, my wife is very much, a medical person.
我的妻子是一个非常注重医学的人。
They care about how much calories is this good or is this bad? Is there sugar?
这里面都不都有没有糖有没有脂肪
？So one day he told my son, we need to start drinking vegetable juice again.
有一天他跟我的儿子说，我们需要喝蔬菜汁。
And my son turned to me, Dad, you know what to expect.
我儿子跟我说，爸爸，你知道我们又要有什么事情
？You know, sometimes those food that's not really good tasting.
这些蔬菜汁并不好喝。
But I trust my wife because what she gave me is good for me.
但是我相信我的妻子，她给我的是好的。
Today what God gave to us is good.
今天神给我的是好的。
That's why it says taste and see the Lord is gracious.
所以说尝过主恩滋味的就知道主的好处。
Because Romans said all things work together for good to them that love God.
因为罗马书里说，凡是互相效力就爱神人得益处。
Yet you might not feel at that time it's good.
在那个时候你觉得不好。
But after so many years has passed, when you look back, you will say the Lord is good.
事情过去很多年之后，你回头看，你说主是好的。
We need to have full confidence of Him.
我们需要对主有充足的信心。
By trust and spending time with Him.
相信他在主的面前花时间。第二点。
We need to have absolute obedience to him.
我们需要对他有绝对的顺服。
How do you say you trust a person?
你怎么说你相信这个人呢？
When you obey this person.
当你顺服这个人的时候。
You know, a lot of times we put our life into segments.
很多时候我们把我们的生活分成段。
We feel like as a Christian, in my financially, 10% belongs to the Lord, 90% belongs to me.
作为基督徒，10%我的收入归给主，90%收入归给我。
There is 7 days a week.
一周有七天。
The Lord's day belongs to the Lord, 6 days belong to me.
主日归给主，其他的日子归给我。
Is that a right concept? No, that's wrong.
这是一个正确的观念吗？不是。
When we give a tenth to the Lord,
当我们把十分之一归给神的
时候， it is just a proof that everything comes from Him and it belongs to Him.
证明说所有的都是从主而来的，所有的都是归给他。
Does it mean to say I will just be a minister 7 days a week without taking care of the family? No, it's not.
那是说我七天都要来服侍神，不来照顾我的家吗？不是的。
Rather, it proves to you 7 days belongs to the Lord.
只是七天都是属于主的。
Do you mean to say I shouldn't go to the grocery more?
你是说我不在了吗
？I shouldn't care for my sons or children's education anymore?
你说我不再关心我孩子的教育了吗
？Surely God cares about what we need.
是的，神关心我们所需要的。
But we should see one thing.
但是我们要看到一点。
Everything belongs to Him.
每一件事情都属于他。
We need to.Consecrate our children to Him.
我们需要把我们的孩子分别为圣。
Every time we use our money.
每一次当我们使用我们钱财的时候。
Every time we spend our day.
每次我们花我们的时间的时候。
We need to ask the Lord, how should I spend it?
我们问主说，我们怎么来使用
？This is how we need to come before the Lord.
这就是我们怎么来到主的面前。
A lot of time we feel like this is mine and that is the Lord's.
很多时候我们觉得说这是我的，那是主的。
No, everything belongs to Him.
但是每一件事情都是属于主的。
You know what? There's a so sad. There's a lot of Christians.
这是一件很非常难过的事情，很多。
Especially among Christians.
尤其是在神儿女中。
A lot of times they told me, the high schooler, some of the high school, oh, my children cannot come to Friday night's meeting. There are certain activities.
高中生的父母说，周五的晚上他们没有来，因为他们有这些活动。
And they have a debate class or something.
他们有一个辩论。
And I asked him, is it mandatory?
这是一个必须要去的事情吗？
He said, no, it's not.
不是的。
And I was thinking.
那我就在想。
If it's only voluntary,
如果只是一个自愿的事情。
Why won't you send your children to Friday night's Bible study rather to be in the debate class?
你为什么要让你的孩子去那个辩论而不来星期五的查经呢
？The only explanation is you gave more importance to the things in the world rather than the things of the Lord.
唯一的解释说，你觉得这世界上的事情比查经聚会更重要。
You trust more on the worldly system than what God is about to give you.
你相信这个世界的系统比相信神所给你的更重要。
You felt like if he joined with these activities, then he might have a better future.
你相信他如果参加这些活动，他会有一个更好的将来。
Brothers and sisters, our future, our children's future is in the hand of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们儿女的将来是在神的手中。
A lot of times we want God's blessing.
很多时候我们相信我们神的祝福。
Yet we don't want the Lord or His leader.
但我们却不需要神的带领。
Then when problem comes,
当时问题来的时候，
then we ask the Lord, how come this thing happened?
我们问主说为什么会这样子？
Now the Lord will ask you.
那主就问你说，
what are the times you spend?
那你在哪里花了你的时间呢？
Did you obey me or obey yourself?
你顺服了你自己还是顺服了我？
Today a lot of times we go through so much problems.
今天我们遇到这么多的问题。
Not because the Lord care, that doesn't care.
不是说主并不关心我们，
but because we choose it for ourselves.
而是说我们自己选择我们自己。
No, one time there's a very famous preacher named Stephen Offert.
有一个非常有名的传道人叫做 Stephen Offert.
Stephen Offert, one of the famous preachers in the 20th century.
在二十世纪是一个最有名的传道人。
Before he became a preacher, he loves to be an engineer.
在他成为传道人之前，他想成为一个工程师。
He's very good with machines.
他对于机器。机器非常的擅长。
He liked to race bikes, motorcycles.
他喜欢赛车。
After racing the bike, he will take the bike and put it back again.
他把那个自行车开来再装上去。
Then she had this ambition. I want to be a great engineer.
他有一个雄心，叫成为一个好的工程师。
I will earn a lot of money.
我会挣很多的钱。
And I will give this money to the mission.
我会把这个钱给那个传福音。
And everything that is related to it.
每件事情都是和这个相关的。
Tell me, is that a very good thing?
你跟我说这件事情好不好呢？
Everybody will say, yeah, it's a good thing, right?
这是一个很好的事情。
He will give all his money to the mission. Why not?
他要把所有的钱给神的服事。
But the thing is, our brother knew that this is not what the will of the Lord is.
但是我们弟兄知道这不是神的旨意。
But he continued to do that.
但是他继续这样子。
One day he was very sick.
有一天他非常的他病得很厉害。
He almost died.
他几乎要死了。
But in the midst of that sickness, he received a letter from his father, who is a missionary in Africa.
在那当中，他收到他父亲的信，他父亲在非洲做传道人。
And the father wrote these words to him.
他父亲写道。
Say, one life will soon be passed.
一个生命很快就要过去。
All is done for Christ, shall last.
只有为主所做存到永远。
The one life shall soon be passed.
一个生命很快就过去。
Only what but is done in Christ shall last.
只有在主里所在基督里所做的存到永
远。When he heard that,
当他听到这句话的时候
it pierced his heart.
穿透到他的心。
And he consecrate himself to the Lord.
他把他自己分别为圣归给主。
And this is what he said.
这是他说的。
Lord, I gave myself to you.
主，我把我自己给你。
Anytime.
任何时候。
Anywhere.
任何地方。
At any cost.
在任何的代价。
Anytime.
任何时候。
Anywhere.
任何地方。
At any cost.
任何代价。
Today, this is what we call to trust in the Lord with all your heart.
这就是专心仰赖神。
We need to let God choose the way.
我们需要让主来选择我们的道路。
Number two.
第二点,
we need to let God confirm the way.
我们需要让主来确定我们的道路。
How do you let God confirm the way?
我们怎么能让主来确认我们的道路?
There are these four things.
有四点。
We need to let God direct our way through the scripture.
我们需要让主来在神的上来指引我们的道路。
Through the scripture, we will know what will of God.
在主的上我们会知道什么是主的道路。
The First Timothy chapter 2 verse said,
提摩太前书第一章第二节。
God will that all men to be saved and come to the full knowledge of the truth.
主的旨意是要万人得救认识真道。
It is the will of God that all men should be saved.
这是主的旨意要让万人得救。
You know what? Some preachers do not believe this.
很多基督徒并不相信这一点。
They feel like some will be saved, some will not be saved.
他相信说有些人会得救，有些人不会得救。
But let me tell you.
让我告诉你。
This is the will of God.
这是神的旨意。
All men should be saved and come to the full knowledge of the truth.
他愿意万人得救认识真道。
That's why he prepared redemption for us.
所以他为我们预备了救恩。
Everything is ready.
每一件事情都预备好了。
Now it's your part to open the door to accept the redemption.
这是你的责任，打开这个门，接受这个救恩。
A lot of people said we preach the gospel. How come one is God saved, one is not?
那我们说我们传了福音，为什么有的人得救，有的人不得救呢
？Is it because the God's work perfect?
是说神的工作不完全吗
？Is it because redemption work is not strong enough to save people?
神拯救的工作不能够强，不够强大吗
？It is strong enough.
这是已经足够强大
It's perfect.
是完全的
It will give you eternal life.
是给你永远的生命
But the thing is,
但是问题是
God gave us a free will.
但是神给了我们自由意志
You want to be saved?
你想要得救吗
Open up your heart.
把你的心打开
Let Christ in to make home in your hearts.
让基督进来住在你的心里
Because God will that all men to be saved and come to the full knowledge of the truth.
神的旨意要万人得救认识真道
Let me say it in another way.
让我换句话说
If you are not saved, then you are not in the will of God.
你如果没有得救，你不是在神的旨意里。
If you are saved, then you are in the will of God.
如果你得救了，你就是在神的旨意里。
But it doesn't stop there.
我们不停在这里。
Ephesians chapter 5:16-17.
以弗所书第五章十六节十八节。
He say, "Do not be unwise."
不要做愚昧人。
But understanding what the will of the Lord is.
要明白主的旨意是什么。
It doesn't stop there.
不停在这里。
Say, "Do not be drunk with wine."
不要醉酒。
Wherein there is But be filled with the Holy.
要被圣灵充满
So only God will that all be saved.
不光神的旨意是要万人得救
God also will that we have a spirit-filled life.
神是要我们被圣灵充满
In other words, when we walk,
换句话，当我们行走的时候
we don't walk according to the flesh anymore.
我不是在靠我们的肉体行走
We walk according to the spirit.
我们是顺从圣灵来行走
This is what Galatians chapter 5 tells us.
所以是加拉太书第五章里说的
We need to walk according to the spirit.
我们需要在圣灵里行走。
And if we walk according to the Spirit,
如果我们顺着圣灵
then we bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
我们就接圣灵的果子。
Today, are you walking still in your flesh?
你今天还是顺从肉体吗？
Then you are not in the will of God.
你就不在主的旨意里。
When you walk according to the Spirit,
如果你顺服圣灵
then you are in the will of God.
你就在主的旨意里。
You see how clear it is?
你看到这是很清楚吗？
Sometimes when we think about the will of God, we have some kind of I don't know, imagination.
很多时候我们讲到主的旨意的时候我们会想的很多。
Maybe it's something so high that we cannot attempt to get it.
可能是一个很高的事情我们不能够明白。
But God tells us very clear word.
但是神在他的话语里说的非常
清楚。God wills that we will be saved.
神的旨意是要万人得救。
It is also God will that we will have a spirit-filled life.
是让我们被圣灵充满。
Number three.
第三点。
God will also that we will live a sanctified life.
神的旨意是要我们过一个成圣的生活。
Let me read to you, First Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 3.
我们来读帖撒罗尼迦前书。
第三章。
第三章。
不是第四章三章。
第四章第三节。
Okay, for this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that you should abstain from fornication, and that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor.
帖撒罗尼迦前书, 主的旨意是要你们成为圣洁, 远避淫行, 要你们个人晓得怎样用圣洁, 尊贵,
we need to live a sanctified life. You know, the word sanctified means in the Greek means to set apart.
圣洁就, 就是说分开来,
set apart. Now set apart from what? Set apart from sin.
把你和罪分开来,
set apart from things that are.
从这个世界俗的事情分开来,
now we are this Friday night's meeting, we are reading the book of Joshua.
星期五的晚上我们读到约书亚记,
and we talk about the city of Jericho.
我们讲到约利哥城,
the Lord said that, commanded after you conquer Jericho, kill every man, women, children, and every ox, and every living thing.
主说, 你们胜了耶利哥城之后, 所有的男人, 女人, 小孩和所有的牲口,
sometimes when I was a child, when I read it, I said, the Lord is a little bit too mean, you know. Why kill, you kill all the men because they rise up against us, but how come you kill the women and the children and also the oxen and the cattle?
那我说主是不是有点太, 太残忍了, 为什么要杀所有的女孩, 孩子, 还有牲口呢?
But if we read closely,
如果我们仔细地读,
not only the men should be killed, even the women should be killed.
我们读说不光是男人被杀, 女人也要被杀。
Because why these women are idol worshippers?
因为这些女人是敬拜偶像的。
You know, the main problem of Israel,
这个以色列人的主要问题就是,
is they what? They intermarry with the unbelievers.
他们和不信的人结婚,
and because they intermarry with the unbelievers, they start to worship idols.
所以他们就也来敬拜偶像。
Do you know this is always the thorn of the flesh in the children, in the nation of Israel?
这就是在以色列中的骨中的刺,
肉中的刺。 The main reason of the downfall of the nation of Israel because they intermarry with unbelievers.
这个主要的以色列人的问题是他们不能远离神, 就是和外邦人结亲。
You want to be a, you really want to live a sanctified life?
你真的想过一个成圣的生活吗?
Brothers and sisters, let me tell you,
让我告诉你,
practically,
实际的来讲,
do not marry an unbeliever.
不要和不信的人结婚。
You say, Brother Lawrence, what if it is the will of God? Oh, slowly, let's talk slowly.
你说这是神的旨意吗? 让我们慢慢的来讲。
If you marry an unbeliever,
如果你和一个不信的人结婚,
and you had a children,
你有了孩子,
how do you raise this child?
你怎么来, 养育你的孩子呢?
You want to walk the way of the unbeliever worshipping idols?
你想要走这个不信的人的道路, 敬拜偶像吗?
Do you raise your children in the way of the Lord?
你想要照着主的旨意带领孩子吗?
Sooner or later they will flick.
很快就会有, 矛盾。
So how do you live a sanctified when you marry an unbeliever?
你怎么能够和一个不信的人过一个成圣的生活呢?
That's why the women need to be killed.
所以这些女人需要被杀死。
How about the children?
那孩子们呢?
You know, children need also to be killed at that time.
那个时候孩子们也要被杀死。
Because sooner or later they will rise up in, if you don't kill them, they will rise up in revenge.
很快他们长大了之后他们就会来报复。
This is exactly what the children of nation of Israel experience.
这就是以色列人所经历的。
Though whether it's the Jebusites, whether it's the Canaanites, they raise up, sooner or later they raise up against the children of Israel.
这些迦南人很快兴起来就杀死了以色列人。
So they need to kill the men, the women, and the children.
所以他要杀死男人、女人和孩子。
And how about the oxen and the cattle?
那这些牲口呢?
Because if you don't kill them, then the children of Israel felt like, this is mine, this is where I had my living.
以色列人就会觉得说, 这就是我所依靠生活的。
They will surely forget that the Lord is the one who brought you here, and the Lord will cause you to survive.
他们很快就会忘记说是神让他们神把他们带到这里面来。
So spiritually speaking, we need cut off these sinful things from us.
从属灵的角度来讲, 我们需要把这些属, 罪恶的事情从我们身边去。
Every time there is sin in our life,
每一次在我们生活中有罪的时候,
then we are not living in the will of God.
我们就没有活在主的旨意里。
You want to live in the will of God?
你想要在靠着主的旨意生活吗?
We need to be freed from our sin.
我们需要从罪里得到释放。
Number two, we need to be freed from something that is common.
我们需要从那个俗的事情里面释放出来。
Brothers and sisters, we are vessels in the temple of the Lord.
我们在, 我们是属神的殿的。
Every one of us is sanctified for God's use.
我们每一个人都是成圣, 归主使用。
It's like those vessels in the temple of King Solomon.
就像在, 扫罗门的殿里面的那个器皿一样。
It might be as simple as a basin.
只是, 也许只是一个盆子。
It might be a spoon and a fork.
只是一个, 勺子和叉子,
you said the uses are the same.
这个用处都是一样的。
Oh, what's so special about that?
那有什么特别的呢?
Let me tell you, it is special.
这是非常特别的。
Because that basin, that spoon, that fork, that knife is used only for God's use.
因为那个叉子那个勺子只是为使用。
It cannot be used for others.
不能够用在其他的用途。
No matter how important your individual life is.
不管你的个人的生活是怎样的重要。
All these vessels are used only for the temple.
这些器皿都是为神所使用。
Today, brothers and sisters, each and every one of us is a vessel unto the Lord.
今天弟兄姊妹每一个人都是一个属神的器皿。
We are sanctified.
我们是分别为圣的,
separate fully for God's use.
分别出来为神使用。
Brothers and sisters, this is who we are.
弟兄姊妹, 这就是我们所示的。
This is the will of God.
这是神的旨意。
All men to be saved.
所有的人都要成得救。
Have a spirit-filled life.
成为一个被圣灵充满的生活。
Live a sanctified life.
过着一个分别为圣的生活。
Number two.
第二点。
We need to let the Lord not only direct us through His word, but also direct us through His spirit.
不光是让神的话语来带领我们，也让神的圣灵来带领我们。
John chapter 14, verse 16 to 17.
约翰福音14章第14节到16节。
He said, the Lord said, I will give you another comforter.
我会给你一个保惠师。
He will be with you and in you forever.
他会与你。
He will teach you in all things.
他在。
Today we thank God. How He gave us His Word. Inwardly they gave us His Holy Spirit. Is to lead us in all things. Teach us in all things. If you look at the book of Acts chapter 1, when the disciples or the apostles come together, they want to decide who is the person to replace Judas Iscariot. They didn't have a democratic way of choosing. Rather, they pray together. Let the Holy Spirit indicate which one. Acts chapter 8, verse 29. We see Philip. Philip is in the wilderness. And he doesn't know what is the purpose of the Lord is. And the Lord said, go approach the chariot. Talk to that Ethiopian eunuch. And at that time, the Ethiopian eunuch is reading the book of Isaiah.
那个时候那个他是在读一个, 以赛亚书。
And Philip said, do you understand what you're reading?
腓力说, 你明白你读的吗?
He said, how could I understand if no one would explain this to me?
如果没有人跟我解释, 我怎能明白呢?
Hey, Philip got the idea, right? This is the will of God.
腓力说这就是神的旨意。
He started to preach the gospel to the Ethiopian eunuch.
他把那个安提阿伯的那个太监来传福音。
Praise the Lord.
感谢神。
The Ethiopian eunuch got saved and was baptized.
那个安提阿伯的太监, 得救了并且受祭。
He became a seed in the gospel in the nation of Ethiopia.
他在那个安提阿伯那边成为一个圣徒。
Acts chapter 13.
使徒行传第十三章。
We see at that time the apostle gathered together whom to send as a missionary to Asia.
那个时候他们在祷告说是要差遣谁到非洲到亚洲去传福音呢?
Then the Holy Spirit spoke.
圣灵说话,
set apart me Barnabas and Paul.
分别巴拿巴和保罗。
So we see all this in our service. We need to let the Holy Spirit tell us what to do.
要让神告诉我们做什么。
This is a special service.
这是特别的服事。
In the worldly thing, we talk logic.
在属世的世界里面，我们来讲逻辑。
We talk about what is the reason we need to do this.
讲到这我们做这个事情的原因。
But in God's service,
但在神的服事的里面,
we look up to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
我们来看神圣灵的带领。
Because this is the will of God.
因为这是神的旨意。
Now you say, oh, this is service, but how about my life?
你说这是服事, 那我的生活呢?
Psalms 32 verse 8 says,
第32章第8节,
He will guide us, I will guide you with my eye.
我要定睛在你的身上指引。
The Holy Spirit in us will guide us also.
一定要带领我们。
You know, a lot of times we just don't know what to decide.
很多时候我们不知道该怎么做。
Individually or corporately as a family.
自己一个人或者作为一个家庭。
What should you do?
你会怎么做呢?
We need to gather together as a family.
我们需要一同作为一个家庭。
Pray to the Lord, show me the way how to decide on this matter.
作为一个家庭, 我们一起来祷告。
And let me tell you, the Lord will guide us.
让神来指引我们的道路,
you know, when He had the priority in all, when He had the first place in us, then God will show us the way. Because He will guide us with His eye. You know, sometimes when I decide something, my boy doesn't even need me to talk. My boy wouldn't even need me to talk. He will just look at my eye. He knows what do I mean. He knows what do I want.
Brother
and sister, this is what the Lord purposes. He will lead us through the Holy Spirit. Number three.
第三点,
the Lord will also guide us through wisdom. James chapter 1 says,
雅各书第一章,
if anyone lack wisdom,
若有人缺少智慧,
let him ask of God who give wisdom to all men liberally. Let God ask God from wisdom.
我们要来神,
what is wisdom?
什么是智慧?
Wisdom is sanctified common sense. Common sense.
是常识.
People in this world today doesn't have common sense.
今天属世的人没有常识.
Let me give you an example.
让我给你一个例子.
We talk about privacy.
让我来, 我们讲到隐私.
We need to have privacy.
我们需要有隐私.
That we put our name, our picture in the iPhone.
但是我们把我们的名字和我们的照片放在手机里面.
To such extent, people even tell the whole world what they are going to do afterwards.
他们甚至告诉全世界下班以后他们去做什么.
Is this privacy?
这是隐私吗?
People doesn't common sense.
人们实在是没有常识.
But let me tell you.
让我告诉你.
God gave us wisdom.
神给我们智慧.
God gave us common sense.
神给我们常识.
You know, in the Bible, King Solomon is the wisest man of all.
这个圣经里面扫罗王是一个最有智慧的神.
Solomon.
所罗门王是一个最有智慧的神.
Yet there is only one example given to us in the Bible.
但是只给了我们一个例子.
Concerning the wisdom of Solomon.
讲到所罗门王的智慧.
When he decided who is the mother of that living child.
讲到那个他在哪一个母亲是那个孩子的.
I believe every one of you know it.
我相信每个人都知道那个故事.
But let me relate to again. It's very interesting.
让我再讲一遍，是非常的有意思.
One said, "This is my child."
有一个人说，这一个妓女说，这是我的孩子.
And the other harder said, "No, this is my child."
另外一个妓女说，那是我的孩子.
Then one said, "Oh, we have two of us had a baby."
他说这两个孩子同时出生.
And one of them overlaid during the night.
一个人睡的时候把孩子压死了.
And he died and he put the baby with me.
他就把那个死孩子放在我这里.
And took my baby to be with her.
把我的活的孩子带走了.
So when I arise to milk the child, I find that the child is dead.
当我醒来要喂孩子的时候，孩子死了。
And when I look closely, this is not my child.
当我仔细看的时候，这孩子不是我的。
The one he's holding is my child.
那个妓女拿的孩子是我的。
And but the other woman said, "No, this is my child."
那个妓女说，那不，这是我的孩子。
There is no witnesses.
那这里没有见证人。
Which is which?
那谁是谁的呢?
So King Solomon has the wisdom from God.
所以那个所罗门王有智慧。
He has sword.
给我一个剑。
Let's cut this baby into half.
把它劈成两半。
The real mother said, "Let's give the living child to the other."
那个真正的母亲说，那就把孩子给他吧。
For he longed for that living child.
因为他爱他的孩子。
But he rather have that child living rather than be cut into half.
宁愿那个孩子活着，也不愿意看着孩子。
But the other woman said, "Cut it into half."
那个母亲就说，那就把它劈成两半。
Immediately, King Solomon knew that the living child belongs to that woman who longed for the child.
所以所罗门王立即就知道说那个爱孩子的就是母亲.
Tell me, is this common sense?
告诉我这是常识吗?
Just pure common sense.
这是绝对的常识.
Today a lot of times we need to ask the Lord for common sense.
今天我们需要问神要这个常识.
But how can we have common sense?
那我们怎么能够有这个常识呢?
Firstly, we need to have a clean heart.
我们需要有一个洁净的心.
A lot of times our heart is not clean enough to let God give wisdom in our hearts. In other words, we need to deal with our sins, as I always mentioned before. Number two, we need to have a pure motive. Motive means, I just want to know what the will of the
Lord.
A lot of times, ask this. Ask the Lord, "Lord, I want to know your will."
主啊,
but in us, we already have decided what our will is.
但是我们里面已经决定了我们的旨意是什么。
We just want the Lord to confirm it.
我们是想让神来确定。
That is not knowing the will of God.
那不是知道主的旨意。
The Lord is not here to confirm.
神不是在这里确定。
The Lord is the one to what? To reveal His will to us.
神是在这里显明他的旨意。
So when we want to know the will of the Lord,
所以当我们想要知道主的旨意的时候,
we should set aside all what we want.
我们需要把我们所想要的放下。
Let the Lord clearly put His will in our hearts.
让神把他的旨意清清楚楚地放在我们面前。
Then the will of the Lord will be very clear in our hearts.
所以神就会在我们清洁的心里面启示他的旨意。
So not only we need the word of the Lord to lead us.
所以我们不光需要神的旨意，主的话带领我们。
Not only we need the spirit of the Lord to lead us.
不光需要圣灵来带领我们。
We need also the Lord's wisdom to lead us.
我们也需要神的智慧来带领我们。
Lastly, we need the divine providence of the Lord.
我们需要这个神圣的 智慧带领我。
In other words, the Lord will open up the way for
神会开路。
We know the story in Genesis concerning the old servant of Abraham.
我们知道创世纪里面亚伯拉罕的老仆人以利以谢。
No, Abraham when he was old, he said he wanted to find a wife for his son.
亚伯拉罕说他要为他的儿子找一个妻子。
So he called this old servant.
他就把这个老仆人叫来。
And a specific instruction how to find a wife.
给他了一个清楚的指示，让他怎样来找这个妻子。
Firstly.Not the ladies in Canaan.
首先不是迦南地的女子。
Maybe this old servant already had ideas. Oh, there's a lot of ladies here, you know, are good ladies in Canaan. But Abraham said, not any women in Canaan.
老仆人可能想到说是迦南的女子，但是亚伯拉罕说得很清楚，不是迦南的女子。
But rather you go to my hometown.
但是你要回到我的本地本乡。
Well, it seems like the people become smaller, you know. The people you need to choose become smaller.
这个可选择的范围缩小了。
But still in our hometown.
但是是在我的本地本乡。
But not only in my hometown.
不光是我本乡。
From my kindred or relative.
从我的亲族中。
How many persons are there really?
那有几个人呢？
So this old servant prayed.
这个老仆人就祷告说。
Lord, if I met that woman.
主啊，如果我遇到那个女人。
And I asked her for a drink from her pitcher.
如果我跟她要水喝。
Not only she will say, I will give you a drink.
他说我不光给你水
but also for all your camels.
我也为你的骆驼
you know, when I was preparing this message, I was looking how many camels did Abraham bring, this old servant bring.
但我预备信息的时候我想说这个老仆人有几个骆驼呢
10 camels.
那个十个骆驼
You know how much water that 10 camels drink?
你知道这个十个骆驼喝多少水吗
But this lady not only gave this old servant water to drink.
这个女人不光给老仆人水喝
but also all the camels to drink.
所有的骆驼也要喝水
Then the old servant said, if this is the case, then this should be the one.
老仆人说如果是这样这就是他的妻子。
While she was praying, when he was praying, hey, that lady came.
当正在祷告的时候那个女子就来了。
What is that?
那是什么呢?
That is divine promise.
这就是神圣的预备。
Today, Abraham says, if this is the will of God,
如果这是神的旨意,
he will just arrange it so smoothly.
神就会预备一切的事情非常
顺利。Brother, we need to trust him.
你需要相信他。
We need to let God choose the way. We need to let God confirm the way.
我们需要来让神来选择道路，确定道路。
Lastly,
最后
，We need to let God clear the way.
我们需要让神来清理这个道路。
As I mentioned a while ago, he said, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to your own understanding."
像我以前所说的，在一切事上专心仰赖主，在一切事上认定他。
And let Him direct your path.
让他来指引你的道路。
Direct your path means clear up the way.
指引你的道路意思就是说清理你的道路。
You know, Isaiah chapter 40 says,
以赛亚书第四十章。
Behold, the voice that is crying in the wilderness.
有一个声音说。
Prepare ye the way of the Lord.
在旷野预备神的道。
Make straight in the desert a highway for our God.
在沙漠修平神的路。
And every valley shall be what? Raisen.
每一个人都要从死里复活。
No, every valley.
大小山冈高高低低要变为平坦。
And every mountain shall be made low.
大小山岗都要削平。
All the crooked shall be made straight.
曲曲曲曲都要变为平坦。
And the rough places plain.
高高低低平原。
This is exactly what you mean to say the way, direct God the way.
这就是那个神指引道路的原则。
You know, John the Baptist is the one who direct the way. Clear the way for the Lord.
施洗约翰就是给神预备道路的。
Before the Lord, the Messiah came.
在弥赛亚来之前。
He's just like a bulldozer.
他就像一个推土机一样。
Clearing the way.
清理这个道路
preparing the heart of the people
预备人的心
so that when the Messiah comes
所以当弥赛亚来的时候
they are ready to accept the Lord as the Messiah
他们预备接受主作为弥赛亚
you know what when the Lord cleared the way
当主清理那个道路的时候
it means to say he take away every hindrances
他除去所有的拦阻
let me read to you
让我一起来
读 you know I was reading the book of Judges
我们来读
Judges 第五章
士师记第五章。
You know when Deborah and Barak fight against Sisera's army.
当那个底波拉和那个巴拉和西西拉征战的时候。
We know the Lord cleared the way for them.
我们知道说主为他们清理了那个道路。
Let me read to you verse 4 and 5, chapter 5, verse 4 and 5.
第五章第四节和点。
Say Lord, when thou marchest out of the field of Edom, the earth trembled, the heavens dropped.The clouds also dropped water. The mountain melted from before the Lord, even that Sinai from before the Lord God of Israel.
士师记第五章第四节和第五节，耶和华啊，你从西尔出来，由以东地行走，那时地震天怒，云也落雨，山见耶和华的面就震动，西乃山见耶和华以色列神的面也是如此。
Verse 20 and 21.
第二十节。
They fought from heaven. The stars in their courses fought against Sisera. The river of Kishon swept them away. The ancient river, the river of Kishon, O my soul, thou hast trodden down strength.
二十一节，星宿从天上征战，从其轨道攻击西西拉，基顺古河把敌人冲没。我的灵啊，应当努力向前。
You know, at that time, from man's point of view, the children of Israel surely will lose.
那个时候，从人的角度，以色列人应该失败。
There are 900 chariots of iron.
那个西西拉是有900辆车。
And the children of Israel are just like those farmers.
那个以色列人只是农民。
How could you fight against Sisera?
你怎么可能够和西西拉征战呢？
But you know that verse 22 says, and they fought from heaven.
第二十节说到说，星宿从天上征战。
The star in their courses fought against Sisera.
从其轨道攻击西西拉。
Even before Deborah and Barak fought the battle.
在底波拉征战之前
，The heavens start to fight for Deborah and Barak.
天都已经为在争和西西拉征战。
The rain start to pour down.
这个星宿从天上
征战。And it says the mountain melted. There is a mudslide.
那个山都开始融化。
Yeah, there is a mudslide.
那有一个泥石流。
How can a chariot even of iron go through the mud?
那个铁车怎么能够经过泥石流呢？
Now, you have seen pictures during World War II where there are tanks.Got stuck in the mud.
你看到二次大战的时候，那个战车被泥石流陷住。
This is exactly what happened.
那就是所发生的事情。
All the power got stuck because heaven fought against him.
西西的能力被限制住，因为天在跟他
征战。And what Sisera?
西西拉什么发生了什么事
呢？ He was killed by a woman.
他被一个女人杀死。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord just cleared up the way for the children of Israel to have victory.
弟兄姊妹，神为以色列清理道路，让他们有一个胜利。
Your heart is for the will of the Lord.
你如果心为了主的旨意
，God will clear the way for you.
神会为你清理道路。
May the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿神向我们有恩典。
That we have this heart, Lord, I just want to know Your will.
主啊，我愿意知道你的旨意。
Let You choose the way for me.
让你来选择我的道路。
Let You confirm the way for me.
让你来确信我的道路。
And let You clear the way for me.
让你来清理我的道路。
And I tell you, life is worth living if we live like that.
如果我们这样活的话，我们的生命是值得一活的。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们继续祷告。
Lord, we thank You for Your speaking this morning.
主啊，感谢你向我们说话。
Thank You how precious Your word is to us.
你的话对我们是何等的宝贵。
It is a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path.
你是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
Lord, we just want to continue to read and enjoy Your word.
我们愿意继续来享受你的话语。
May You continue to lead us in Your word.
在你的话语里面领我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。Amen.